The joint letter warns that displaced Palestinians in Rafah are effectively trapped with no safe alternatives, saying many of them are too young, elderly, sick, starving, injured or disabled to move again, with the NGOs urging Biden to prevent such an operation occurring in order to avoid further catastrophic loss of civilian lives. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said earlier this week that a military incursion will happen in Rafah with or without a hostage and ceasefire deal, despite the United States warning it does not support an IDF operation that doesn't protect civilians. Sarah Coates, Tel Aviv.